You're a stickler for tradition. Vote by mail? No way! You do things the old-fashioned way, showing up bright and early at your assigned polling location on election day to do your civic duty. Or maybe you just forgot until the last possible moment, or your mail-in ballot is lost in that mountain of unopened mail. No judgment. Whichever category you fall into, voting in person still a somewhat popular method. But State Elections Director Justin Lee says 90% of primary voters did so by mail, and two-thirds of voters for the 2016 election. He adds, it's hard to say what exactly will happen this year now that 27 of 29 counties have mail-in voting.
I wouldn't expect to see, you know, more than, you know, maybe 20-25% of people go and vote on election day, and my guess is probably going to be fewer than that.
You're still perfectly fine to drop into your area polling location to cast your ballot, but in some counties, you might have further to drive.
Some counties, they have one, maybe two. Other counties provide several more. So it is certainly tougher geographically, you know, time-wise in the car in some places than others.
To find the one nearest you, you can visit vote.utah.gov. And Lee says you don't need to worry about much when you get there, provided you're a U.S. citizen and have a residence here in Utah.
What they do need to be worried about is making sure they taking proper ID on election day. So what that is an identification that shows who they are and then they reside in that precinct or, you know, county.
Vote centers will be open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on election day. And if you'd rather drop off your mail-in ballot, you can do that at a vote center instead. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.